The title of this week's talk is Devotion and Technology. An unforeseen consequence of the electronic revolution, unforeseen by me at least, has been the effect of electronic tools, computer screens and smart devices on the traditional patterns of devotional life. Anglican tradition identifies worship, daily public or common prayer, and scriptural reading as the three foundation stones of living a Christian life. Episcopalians today tend towards seeing good work in the world as the hallmark of Christian discipleship, and so it is. But many people of other faiths and none are equally active, working for good in the world. Being a good person doing what good people do is not the key identifier of being Christian. Worship, daily public and common prayer, and Bible reading is. Our devotional life is the source or wellspring that feeds and nourishes our lives of discipleship lived out in the world where we as Christians warmly embrace in common cause anyone who likewise is working tirelessly for the righting of things that are currently so very wrong with our world. So what does the electronic revolution, particularly regarding smart devices, have to do with this? Simply, they revolutionize access. Access to traditional practices of worship, daily public or common prayer, and Bible study. By making our access portable and a better fit with our highly mobile lives. At St. Martin's, our Sunday worship is live streamed on YouTube and so becomes more widely participatory either in real time, that is 10 a.m. Sunday morning, or at any time thereafter for anyone with a computer, TV set or smart device. From Tuesday through Thursday mornings, the morning common prayer of the daily office is said in the chapel at 9 a.m. Not so long ago, to participate you needed to be physically present, but no more. Since the pandemic, our morning common prayer has been accessible to anyone with a computer or smart device via Zoom. You can join us remotely from wherever you are, and while we can have anywhere from 2 to 6 people who come to the chapel, we also have others who join us online. Traditional patterns of devotional life become accessible remotely to increasing numbers of people. And I am so thankful for the technologies that now make this possible. For instance, we pray the daily common prayer at St. Martin's using an app from the Church of England called Daily Prayer. There is a multitude of daily prayer apps to be found in the app stores, but if you look down in the text below, you will see links to this particular app in the Google Play and Apple stores. If you have your phone or tablet using the Daily Prayer app, makes participation via Zoom at 9 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday possible. However, the app offers something else. If you're not free at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Thursday, then the audio track on the app enables you not only to pray the Daily Common Prayer at any time of the morning, by reading it on screen, but also listening to it. The audio track means you can listen while driving, and the listening experience is enriched using chant and music, as well as the spoken word. On those days when I am not saying daily prayer in church, I use the audio track, which allows me to combine the daily prayer with, if this doesn't sound too heretical, my early morning yoga practice at home. So go to the links above and download the app to your device. Here you will find each day's morning, evening, and night prayer with the scriptural readings embedded, a one-stop shop for plugging into the global cycle of daily prayer. I say plugging into because when we do, we are like lamps connecting to the current. We light up as we connect with the 24/7 electrical current of common prayer encircling the globe. So let me end by repeating that Christians are not only good people who'd share all the concerns that good people have, perform all the virtuous actions that good people do, but are chiefly identified through being rooted in the source of divine light and love that flows to us through our participation in worship, prayer, and reflection. These empower us to live lives of active discipleship, working with God for the healing of the world. See you in church or online this Sunday, and maybe even on weekdays.